my mom's house a couple summers ago, making love all the way till the sundown.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you. This one is called Changing a Hotel Booking.
Right. So we know a lot of you travel all the time.
Yeah. And sometimes plans change.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have a dialogue between a traveler and a hotel receptionist.
And the guest or the traveler is trying to change his booking.
His hotel reservation, right? And the type of room and his dates and all of those things.
Yeah. And if you're wondering about some of the vocabulary, we'll talk about that, like booking.
Yes. So listen to the dialogue between the guest, whose name is Mr. Chen, and the receptionist. And then we'll come back and break it down.
Okie doke.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Hi, I have a reservation, but I need to change my booking.
Okay, no problem. May I have your confirmation number?
It's CD547890.
Great, thank you. Okay, is this Mr. Chen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mr. Chen, we have you booked in for July 27th to 30th. What would you like the new check-in and out dates to be?
The following weekend, please. August 4th to 7th.
Let me check on the availability. Do you still want a king?
Actually, I have family joining me. Can I upgrade to a suite, please?
Unfortunately, we don't have any suites available during those dates. But we do have two queen-size connecting rooms. Will that work?
Yes, that would be fine.
Great. Okay, Mr. Chen, I've updated your reservation. We look forward to seeing you then.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between the receptionist and the guest. And just a quick note, for hotels, we don't use the word customer. We say guest.
Right, because they are staying with you. It makes them feel welcome.
Yeah, it's like in a home or a house, you're a guest, not a customer. So a hotel guest, or the rooms are often called guest rooms.
Right, exactly. So we first hear the receptionist, and she says, "Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?"
Yes, so very useful, good response. If any of you work in customer service. How can I help you today? And the guest, he says, I have a reservation, but I need to change my booking.
Right. So your reservation, we've got two words here.
Yeah.
They kind of mean the same thing.
Yeah. Basically, reservation and booking are the same, basically, usually.
Yes. Yeah. So it means to contact someone to hold a spot for you.
To hold a spot so I can go later.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've seen this before in the context of restaurants.
Right, yes.
You make a reservation.
Make a reservation, yeah.
Or you reserve a table.
Yeah, the verb is, reserve. And the verb for booking, and booking here is a noun.
Yes.
The verb is just book.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to book a room.
I booked a room.
Yes, exactly.
So book can be a little easier because it's a shorter word.
Right.
But be careful because it doesn't mean, read a book.
Read a book. Yeah, something different.
Yeah.
And now before she can look into things, she asks him, because when he made the booking, he received a confirmation number.
Yeah, because she doesn't know, the receptionist doesn't know if it's really him.
Right. So how many Mr. Chens are out there?
Yeah, there may be lots of Mr. Chens. Yeah.
Right.
So a confirmation number. Confirmation is the noun. Confirm is the verb.
Right. It means to make sure. Whenever you book a flight or a hotel room, you always get a response. They give you a confirmation number.
Yeah, just a special number just for you. For your special booking.
To prove that you booked this. And often, we call it a number, but often, like here, it includes letters. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's still a number.
And if you order something, like I often order things on Amazon, and there's also a confirmation number. It can be called an order number as well.
Yeah. And you often, especially ordering things online, you will get a confirmation email.
Confirmation email,
that your order was received.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And now the guest, he has his ready. It's CD547890.
Right.
Really complicated numbers.
Yes, we had to make that tricky. And so she pulls up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she pulls up.
Basically, when she enters the number into the computer, the file or his information comes up on the screen.
Yeah, like taking out his information. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we say, pull up your file.
Yeah, pull up your file.
Or pull up your reservation.
Yeah, pull up your pants. No.
Same kind of idea.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, great. Thank you. Is this Mr. Chen?
Yeah. Mr. Chen, yes, it is, he says, and the receptionist confirms, we have you booked in for July 27th to 30th.
Right. So we learned booking.
Yeah.
We learned book.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say booked in, meaning you are scheduled, you are reserved here.
Mm-hmm. And the in part, I think of this like you're in our schedule or you're in our computer.
Right.
So you're booked in, you're confirmed.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for the dates, it's just interesting because the way that it's written, it's 27 to 30th.
Right.
But when we say this, do we actually say 27?
27th?
We say 27th.
Yeah.
We just don't write in that extra TH, but we do often say it.
Yes,
so
yes.
July 1st to 2nd.
Yes, exactly.
Or July 30th to 31st.
Yeah, and it's hard to say those TH sounds sometimes, but just practice and you'll be fine.
Yeah, we just don't write them always in there.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And she says, what would you like the new check-in and out dates to be? So there's two things here, check in, check out.
Yes, but we didn't write the check again.
But you didn't need to.
Yeah, check in and out, check in and check. It means check in and check out.
Yes, it does.
Lots of check, check, check.
So what day are you checking in? What day are you arriving or coming and to start your stay?
Yeah.
And then check out is what day you are leaving.
Yeah, and this could be a noun as well, like even an adjective. Check in time,
right?
Check out is at 12 lunchtime or something,
right?
Or a verb. I checked in already,
right? Mm-hmm. Or I have to check out by noon.
By noon, yeah, 12, yeah.
Right. So that's importantly very very important when you're booking your hotel. You want to make sure you know the check-in date and time and check-out date and time.
Yeah, and this is also for airplanes, too. Mm-hmm. When you go to the airport, you have to check in.
But you don't check out.
Yeah. When
you just leave.
When you leave the airport, when you finish your flight, you don't have to check out.
Right. Yeah. They have that on file.
Mm-hmm.
But you do check in when you get to the airport.
Mm-hmm. So when does the guest, Mr. Chen, wants to check in and check out.
The following weekend.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So this is so common, the following, like we say the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It means the next one. The one after, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I was very busy, but the following day, I could have a nap.
Yeah, so it means the next one
which
after that.
Which is Tuesday,
Yeah. And we often use this, like, I see this often in emails or on a test even, the following question or the following...
Examples.
Example, yeah. It means the ones below or the ones next.
The ones after.
The ones after, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so in this case, it's the weekend after.
Mm-hmm. And I think we almost always use it with the, like the following.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you say a following weekend, it's not specific.
It's not specific, yeah.
It means it could be within the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So...
So if you want to say the next, it's the following.
Yeah, the following weekend, the following Monday, the next one.
Right.
Good.
And then the receptionist, well, she first has to check on the availability.
Yeah, so this one, so she needs to know if he can change it, if it's available.
Right, so availability is the noun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So when you start a new job...
Yeah.
Your new prospective boss will say, what's your availability?
Yeah, availability. That means When do you have free time?
When do you have time? When are you available to start? Mm-hmm. You can say not this Monday, but the following Monday.
So another way to say this, if you want to use the adjective, you can say, let me check if it's available.
Right. Yeah. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, then she asks a second question.
Mm-hmm. Do you still want a king? Well, yes, I would love a king.
Now, this is a little bit different.
I prefer a queen, but...
Well, you know, I'd like a king. A king here isn't the king of the castle.
No.
It is a bed.
Yeah. So this is kind of like a, almost like slang because we don't say king size bed.
Right. Yeah, a room with a king size bed.
We're supposed to say king size bed, but we don't.
We just say a king.
Yeah.
We can say a double.
Yeah.
We can say a queen.
Yeah. Or
and,
twin.
And twin. Yeah. And in the culture section, there's a huge list of all the options, and including the ones that we talk about in this lesson.
Yeah, so check that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, do you still want a king? Mm-hmm. And does he?
Well, he says, actually, I have family joining me.
Right. So, this is a grammar point. Mm-hmm. I have someone with a gerund or something with a gerund.
Yeah, and that's really, really useful.
And it just means people are coming with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah, you can also say, if you want to use this word join, you could say, can I join you?
Right.
Can I go with you?
Would you like to join me?
Yeah, yeah. Or often a speaker making a speech will say, join me in welcoming.
Yes.
And then everyone claps.
And says, hello. And because he has all this family coming, he asks the question, can I upgrade to a suite, please?
Yeah, yeah. And you may have seen this word upgrade for computers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not originally for computers.
No, it means to make or get the higher level of something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're on a flight, maybe, and it's a long 10-hour flight somewhere, and you're booked in for economy class, but you think, oh, I'm going to be so tired and it's so small and and too many people.
Uh-huh.
Can I upgrade?
Yeah.
So can I get a business class or first class?
Yeah, it's like get the better or newer version.
Right.
Yeah. One time I was upgraded because my... In an airplane, my seat was double booked.
Uh-oh.
So there were two people in one seat, and it was not my fault. So the flight attendant asked me, Connor, would you like to go to business class, upgrade? And so I said, yeah.
And now you got a free upgrade.
That was a free upgrade, yeah.
Right.
Because it was not my fault.
Right. So if you say, I want to upgrade, it means you are going to pay.
Yeah, you got
to
pay.
Or use membership points. But if they give it to you because of their mistake, it's a free upgrade.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he's upgrading to a...
suite. Now... Mm-hmm. This looks almost like the word suit, but it has an E at the end. So S-U-I-T-E.
Yeah. And the pronunciation is sweet.
Sweet. Just like sweet. Sugar.
Like sugar is sweet.
Yeah. It just has very different spelling. So you just want to be careful with that spelling.
Yeah. And a suite is kind of like a luxury or bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like suites.
Yeah. And often it kind of has this meaning where it has a full kitchen and bathroom and everything.
There's
in a
more
house.
When you get a normal hotel room, it's one room.
Yeah, and there maybe is probably not a kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
So a suite, and there's different types of suites.
Different types of suites.
And
suite,
again, in the culture section.
Yeah.
But a suite is generally you have a living area and a bedroom, and then the bathroom as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And then some will come with a kitchen or kitchenette.
Yeah.
Just depending. You know, I've stayed in a suite where there are three bedrooms.
Ah, okay.
And a pull-out couch.
Yeah. Oh, interesting story again here. I stayed in a nice hotel when I was young. And, again, the hotel double-booked our room. So they gave us the presidential suite.
Ooh.
And this was in Vancouver when I was like 7 years old. And a week before that, President Bill Clinton had stayed in the same suite. So I slept in the same bed as the president.
Nice.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, with those dates that Mr. Chen wants to come, they don't have any suites available.
Oh, yes.
During those dates. Mm-hmm. Now, the dates just means the days that you want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, day is like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Date is a number.
Right.
Yeah.
So, from the 27th to the 30th.
Yeah. Yeah. But she does have, or they do have, two queen-size connecting rooms.
Right. So, okay. Earlier we saw king.
Uh-huh.
Queen size. Now, there's four words that go together here.
Yeah, yeah.
So first of all, we have connecting rooms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the noun. Those are two rooms that usually connect with a door in between.
Yeah, so there'll be kind of usually two doors so that you can't go into the other room.
Right.
And they're locked.
But they're right next to each other.
Yeah,
they have a sharing wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, so that is the noun.
Yeah.
And then we have queen size.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll see queen sized with a D.
Yes, yes.
The difference here is this is, you know, queen size bed.
Mm-hmm.
You just put queen size, king size before a noun.
Right, yes, queen size.
If you're just describing something on its own, my bed is queen sized.
Yeah, yeah, that's an important part. Important point.
Right. So just with a D, you want to, if you're saying it on its own, you would add the D.
Yeah. So just be careful with that one.
Mm-hmm. But basically a queen size is bigger than a double bed, but smaller than a king.
So it's okay. A queen size is good for two people. It's pretty common.
Yes.
King size is the biggest one.
For like a family of four.
I think most average couples have a queen size.
Queen size.
Yeah, and a twin is, I think, just a basic bed. It's kind of...
It's a small. Uh-huh. It's usually for children.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a we call that a single bed as well.
Yeah, and you can take a look at this...
In the culture section,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the key thing is these two rooms that are next to each other have a queen size bed in each room.
In each one, and they're connected. Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. What does Mr. Chen think of that?
Yeah, that he likes that. That would be fine with him.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, the receptionist says, I've updated your reservation.
Yeah, updated. This is also very common in computers and computer programs.
You update software.
Update software to make it newer or the newest version.
Right. Uh-huh. To kind of refresh something.
Yeah. Yeah.
To change the old information and make it new.
Yeah, you're changing it to make it new. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people will do this. They will update their homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean they get a new home.
Yeah.
It means they take out the old furniture or maybe paint the walls. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You want to update your resume.
Yeah, exactly. This is really important to, you know, if you get a new job or you have, you know, more jobs, or you want to change your resume to make it newer, to make it recent.
Current.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the very end, she says something very, very polite.
Yeah. We look forward to seeing you then.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to, it means... we're happy.
Yeah, we're excited.
We're pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We're happy to see you in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and just be careful. A lot of my students that I have will mistakenly say we expect.
You know.
And expect is more like waiting. But this one, just always remember this one. I'm looking forward to it. It means I'm excited for it.
Right. Yeah. So if you make plans with your friends, so for example, I have plans tonight and I'm looking forward to going out with my friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to vacation. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we listen to the dialogue again?
Perfect. 'Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Hi, I have a reservation, but I need to change my booking.
Okay, no problem. May I have your confirmation number?
It's CD547890.
Great, thank you. Okay, is this Mr. Chen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mr. Chen, we have you booked in for July 27th to 30th. What would you like the new check-in and out dates to be?
The following weekend, please. August 4th to 7th.
Let me check on the availability. Do you still want a king?
Actually, I have family joining me. Can I upgrade to a suite, please?
Unfortunately, we don't have any suites available during those dates. But we do have two queen-size connecting rooms. Will that work?
Yes, that would be fine.
Great. Okay, Mr. Chen, I've updated your reservation. We look forward to seeing you then. Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time between the receptionist and Mr. Chen, the guest that needed to change his booking. And we learned a lot of useful words here. So confirmation number.
Yeah.
That number and combination of letters that you get whenever you book something.
Yeah.
So when you're booked in, they will send you that confirmation number.
Mm-hmm. And so let us know if you've ever had to change a hotel booking and the experience that you had, and or ask any other questions that you have about changing a hotel booking or some of the vocabulary that we talked about today.
Right. And are you a planner? Do you like to book your hotels in advance, ahead of time? Mm-hmm. Or do you just want to play it by ear? Mm-hmm. Or you're traveling and you just say, okay, I'm tired, let's go to sleep now, let's find a hotel?
Yeah.
So which type of traveler are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we look forward to seeing your comments, and as always, we'll see you next time.
Take care. Anybody ever wish they were running to the one they loved? That's how I wanted to turn out. Make it happen, babe, come down. Might as well, because we're young now. Just